As we continue our journey through the creation season of the Church, this Sunday is named Cosmos. The cosmos is that place beyond the earth, the universe that we are a very tiny part of. We know that we don't know much about those places beyond, yet we do believe that they are there. Just because we don't understand doesn't mean that they don't exist. Today we explore the scripture that is given to us through the lens of the mysterious unknown presence of the Holy. We think about how God has created us and the earth that we live in and share as a small particle of something bigger than we can imagine. Some might say that thinking of a cosmic God is a bit crazy. After all, God is everywhere. But we often forget that God is more than we can see or control. We want to fit God into a box. God will work this way. Or keep God in a building. If you never go to church, you'll never meet God. Sometimes we wish we could control what God can and will do for us. Fix this. Smite that. This day invites us to get beyond our boxes and images of God and open our minds to the huge possibilities that are before us. To consider that God will never, ever fit in a box or stay locked up in a building or do what is expected. Our minds, concentrating so hard on the minutiae of life, are often so limited in their ability to comprehend what is beyond ourselves. We like to think we know it all, but we don't. Scripture continually shares with us the experiences of other generations that have learnt that, but we don't seem to learn from them well. We have that creation story, don't we? But there is more than we are willing to learn from. There are at least three versions of God's beginning, the story of the earth. Each story, each fable, has an important lesson for us. We can't really know what happened. We struggle to grasp the connection between the science of that Big Bang and the possibility that God was the scientist, mixing up stuff to see what might happen. What we do know is that humanity needs story to help us learn, to guide us into the mystery of life. Today we hear a creation story from Proverbs, and in this version we hear the voice of wisdom. Oh, how we need to hear the voice of wisdom these days. Wisdom tells us that in all of the things that God created, wisdom was needed. God invited wisdom into the story from the very beginning, and we see her as companion, helping to choose boundaries and limits for the earth, taking time to have fun with God, appreciating the gifts that God was making. Wisdom was there in all things. But we don't see her, do we? We don't look for that mysterious wisdom that God invited into the world. We want to put wisdom in a box. We want to mold wisdom to be controlled, to be on our side. Well, God and wisdom don't work that way. Both work best when we open ourselves up to what they offer. Both work best when we take away the boundaries, open up the walls, and follow them into the unknown, the uncharted territory of life. Our reading from Colossians reminds us of the wisdom that God wrapped up in Jesus. Joining us in human form, Jesus showed us the vastness of God's possibilities. In the teachings and actions of Jesus, we are brought together as a living part of not only this world, but also the cosmos we are part of. There is nothing that happens that we can't relate to Jesus, even politics. What would Jesus do? Should be a mantra to us all as we navigate these swirling words of deceit and manipulation. Jesus and God would push us out of the boxes we are trying to get everyone into and ask us to consider, who are we hurting? Who are we healing? How do our decisions impact the gift of God's earth? Not how do we get more for me. Jesus and wisdom. God's teaching for us to think about the hugeness of God's love, the vastness of the planet, the mystery of the universe, and how we can be part of it or apart from it. It's a choice, isn't it? Our faith, mysteriously, should be part of our everyday living. Our choices should be guided by God's willingness to include all things in a complex pattern of life that is possibly puzzling to us. Wisdom swirls among us, encouraging us to jump into the unknown and partner with God to create the impossible. As wisdom was in the beginning, we are invited to join with God in creation. We are invited to look after God's earth, respecting all of its many pieces, those we know and those we don't know, caring for its people. Like wisdom, we are also invited to enjoy the presence of the holy and to delight in the earth and every one of God's children. The cosmos, something that is distinct from the earth, yet impacts it every day. It is cosmic, bigger than we can imagine, and yet we are part of it. God too is distinct from us and yet part of us. The God of the cosmos is bigger than we can imagine, and yet when we recognize the ever-present Spirit of God and exercise the wisdom that God shares with us, God is a part of us too. Just because we don't see God does not mean that God doesn't exist. In these days ahead, I encourage us to hear God's wisdom, to heed the teachings of Jesus, to see God out and about in the world, and to accept the invitation to look after the earth and all its people. We are called to do away with the boxes we feel safe in and open our hearts for the vast and mysterious wisdom of God to move us into new ways of caring for God's earth and God's people. Thanks be to God.